Alright, time for another Do Not God video presentation kind of thing. Christopher 7 again. So he's done a response video to the comments section. And, you know, he hit a key phrase that I could just make a whole video about the key phrase. And partially I would argue that my first video was about this key phrase, he will speak. And so we're sort of talking past each other a little bit, I guess. But there is a point to be made, I think, an important one to, I think, in terms of making the argument about what the male role in society when it comes to procreation and having kids. Because I think it's a role that's a lot easier to disable. Because I don't think it has much merit. It's all just psychology crapola, very thin. The ambitions of men in baby making is really trivial, I guess. I would argue that women are also trivial in their thinking. I'm just saying that for men, it's even more trivial, you know, in terms of what they're sacrificing by not having kids, especially. And I think that's an important distinction. So, leave us play it from this point.
Like, does he really wonder I don't know. I don't know, you know, you never know where people are at. I mean, surely he doesn't think that, but...
So he's talking about you just want to smell diapers or something. I don't know if I said that, but that's, you know, what is the drive? So, now, the counter phrase.
In case it's like, no, it isn't for the love of smelly diapers. It's I mean, having kids is the most natural thing in the world. And
okay, so I'm saying that's just crap. That's not even close to the truth. So there's just no evidence that our deep ancestors, it was natural to have kids in the sense that they didn't have any ambition or any drive or any desire to make babies. That no male interacts in the world with that ambition. Maybe seahorses or something. I mean, you have to go to some, you know, where there's some parental instinct. There's none. The males play so little a role. I mean, all the smartest animals, like elephants, males play almost zero role. You know, they just go rogue. They hang out with the family to get laid, and then they basically abandon it. Okay, and all the simians, it's, you know, there's no role, fatherly role models in orangutans or gorillas or chimpanzees. They don't play a role. I mean, any kind of substantial role. You know, beyond defending their harem, there's no role to play. It's not a thing. They're not thinking. You know, like I said, I've said that, you know, do you really think a male is thinking, you know, a male animal in the wild is thinking about making babies? When he performs the act that will cause it to happen? Of course not. It's not part of the agenda. It's okay if my harem gets bigger, it doesn't bother him, but he doesn't care. You know, I mean, you know, American Indian women had to, you know, they had to go out in the woods and have their babies because men were so turned off by the whole damn thing. They don't even want to know. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know about it. Just do whatever you have to do, get it over with, blah, 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 blah. And yes, you can bring back the squirmy little creepy thing, but I don't want to know anything to do with it. So I'm just, it isn't the most natural thing for a male. I'm just going to argue that that's just not true. And that if I was really honest as a male, there's nothing. A kid has zero utility. It doesn't, you know, having kids will not get you laid. Exactly the opposite happens. Having kids gets you unlaid. So, no, I don't buy the argument that it's the most natural thing, having kids. Having sex is very natural. Having kids, not so natural. If the byproduct was, if all the women were sterile, the male's behavior wouldn't change any. Yeah, that's the truth. All right, so now we'll play the rest of the video. Just because we're here, we might as well.
Saying it's the most natural thing, as in to support it. I'm saying that it almost goes, past the thought of, you know, you only think in terms of should I, you know, mostly for financial reasons, or if you're like, oh, I don't think I'd be a good parent. And I am at the point, or I am coming from the point where even if you're a great parent, you really shouldn't bring anybody in.
Right. So we're conceding that argument that you can't control the experiment, so there's no point in doing the experiment because 90% of the experiment's going to be out of your control, or some kind of number like that. It's going to be way out of your control. The part of your control is so minor and so small that no way should you do this experiment, because it's a precise experiment. The outcomes can be catastrophic. It's nuclear fission or something, and you just shouldn't mess with it, okay, because you just don't have enough control, period. So we could agree on that. But I'm still going to ask the question, what motivated you was, I don't think, a desire to be a parent. You can say, okay, it was. All right, I'm saying I don't understand that desire because I never had it. Okay, so of course I can't understand it. I had some curiosity. Like I said, I would have a few moments where I'd just say, oh, yeah, it'd be interesting to see what a little me would look like. But I don't think I'd want the responsibility of watching over it, and I wouldn't want the responsibility of building character in it, because I wouldn't want to torture it, and that's essentially what you have to do, or the person's going to be totally ill-equipped to deal with reality, so you have to harden it. You know, you have to expose it to too much sun, you know, to get it used to it. The whole thing, there's no plan. There's nothing I can see in it where I'd say, yeah, this is what I want to do. I can understand it being what the woman thinks is a good idea, but I can't understand how a man thinks it's a good idea. So that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, I can't understand. Didn't say you don't understand, okay, that you have some sort of conditioned idea of what it is to be a man, and that, you know, it might have, you know, you might have the gladiator in you, and you might have lots of stuff in you, and you think these are one of the battles you want to win. So maybe it's just a thing about you like football and I like baseball. You know, where I don't like either one now, but I'm just saying. But I would still argue that even when I liked baseball, I didn't like it for any good reasons. It was a soap opera. You watched it because you were invested in a few players and you wanted to see them win. And that's all it was really about. The rest of the story didn't matter. It was just a waste of time watching, you know, your gladiator. You know, it's like your property. You're watching your property like you, you know, like you're a Roman owner of some gladiators, and you were just invested in your guys winning, kind of thing. Didn't have anything to do with anything meaningful.
Into the world, you know, and not. I mean, you know, you can cite the horrors of the world, but just even if the world was a fabulous place, you know. I mean, and that, even the, I can't even pretend. Like, there's a...
Yes, even if the world was a fabulous place, what would I want to be doing? I'd be wanting to do fabulous things with, you know, with chicks in bikinis. Why would I be thinking about pregnant chicks? And then little kids running around. Oh, fuck. Sorry, see, I mean, it's just, I don't get it. Okay, there's just nothing that tells me I'm going to buy the yacht and then litter it with a bunch of kids. Fuck that. I mean, I wouldn't fuck that. I mean, no, I can't fuck that, so fuck that.
It's such a meaningless thing to be a life form that it's cruel to bring thoughtful creatures into it, because everything that you do really is for nothing. I mean,
well, at most of what you're doing is so mundane. I mean, it's just this eat, poo, you know, all this maintenance crap. All right, maintaining your existence is this big pain in the ass. And yeah, we can spend some time doing, you know, mentally articulate and delicate things, you know, analyzing each other's philosophy even. You know, it's kind of an interesting surgery we're doing, you know. So some of it is magnificently detailed, creating a beautiful piece of music, painting, this or that. I mean, that's all, you know, it's not shit, you know, but yeah, all the rest of it is shit. It's just mundane shit, you know, like watching, like I said, I watch these fish videos. You just watch these fish, and you know, it's the same fish every day. You kind of know them. You know, they're hanging out in their little location. It's just this gobble, gobble, gobble. You know, they're just going around picking their little pieces of crud. Pick, 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 pick. Day in and day out until something, fucks them over. Until, lamprey sucks on their brains out of their head or some other kind of bullshit. Yuck.
You're killing time until the end. And that's the best case scenario, you know. You could be killing time until the end, and you're getting kicked around a bit, and there's a lot of
Yeah, it's how much, sword fighting, and it just depends on how bad it is, right? Because if it's bad enough, it cuts some nerves, and then your hand doesn't work too good, and this doesn't, and you get, so you can get lucky and have, superficial damage, or you can have substantial damage and be miserable for decades. Yuck.
You may deal with insane adversity. But the world didn't treat me like a weirdo. I was speaking very candidly about my internal feelings about, just insecurities. I mean, and right now I feel like I'm walking it back. I'm not walking it back. I mean, the feeling of the insecurities is there, and they're.
Yeah, I know, but you don't really articulate though, so I guess that's, I mean, just put them in an ambiguous category. It's an ambiguous category. So it doesn't, I mean, I could say I've sort of, went through, my life in a lot of detail. But yeah, it is kind of difficult to point out exactly why you're insecure, like what things beat you down enough, where, you have a, Rodney Dangerfield complex of getting insufficient respect, and that you're being slated for a role that's beneath your qualifications, and the whole thing becomes kind of an insult. And I'd argue that's sort of part of what, my psychology was built out of, just as the rudeness seemed totally inappropriate. Like, I didn't deserve a rude, life to be rude to me, because I didn't do anything rude to it, this kind of thing. And so you always feel defensive from the beginning because, just the nature of the beast, it's going to always treat you worse than you deserve, because life isn't fair. And, you don't get to put the money in the bank. It's like you put your money in the bank, you do your good deeds, you do your, all this, your chores, you do your stuff, and somehow the bank never has any money in it.
There are things that validate it. I mean, oddly, when I created my YouTube channel years ago, that was very validating. It let me know. I mean, just the fact that I gathered like a tiny little audience, and it was the very early days of this platform, was very validating. I mean, that's, that was one of the things where once I got the eyeballs and the validation from that, I was like, oh, okay, cool.
See, I guess it depends on what, the dimensions of your pond, So, yeah, I got kind of devaluated again, where, from my perspective, I got less respect than I deserved. I thought my arguments were better than other people's arguments, and I should be more, I should be appreciated as a source of argument because I was making the better argument. Instead of responding to me, people respond to other people. And even in a science argument now, I deserve as much respect as a flat earther, and I can't even get that. I mean, I can't even get, appropriately debunked, routinely have them make that effort, And so again, it's a, where's my respect? I'm not getting it. So for me, it's, I haven't been too validated. But the good news is I don't need it because I'm smart enough to know I'm right. So that's good enough for me. I know I'm doing my job. I'm being rational and making logical arguments. So I'm fulfilling the job description. Whether I get paid or not, I guess I can't do anything about that. I'll just do my job.
So a lot of my shit plays well on a global scale. You know what I mean? Where you know, eyeballs from so many places. But to contribute to the question, it's like, yeah, I was also validated by my sons, but I'm not saying that is worth the cost.
Brian, I'd also say, like I said, that, you know, I'm just trying to make arguments to people to prevent them from falling into the quicksand unnecessarily. And I'm just trying to pointing out that whatever you're chasing on the other side of the quicksand, it's not worth it. It's a token. It doesn't mean that much. And the quicksand might be warm and it might feel gooey and fun in some little ways, but they're just really superficial in little ways. So it's really not going to be life-affirming, or your psychology isn't likely to get through the quicksand in one piece. You're not going to get to the other side and say, yeah, I feel really good about all this. So yours is the unusual case, not the usual case, I would argue, in the first place. And even chasing that is kind of lame. I'm just saying, you know, I need the approval of my children. I mean, fuck, if I can't even win that, I'd have to be call myself a colossal asshole, right? I mean, if you can't even get your kids to like you, you really gotta suck. So, I mean, you know, to me, you're only measuring failure. You're not going to be measuring success. You're only providing the opportunity for failure. The success will be not being a failure. It just won't be you actually accomplish something.
You know, because these, you know, they are my favorite people, but my favorite people will have to, you know, should they have an ordinary life? I mean, most people won't have the greatest whores in the world, you know, I mean, but that's on the menu. I mean, they could, you know, and these stories aren't over yet.
Well, frankly, if I just look out the window, I'm saying it's pretty horrific. I wouldn't want to live. I mean, I can just, you know, as the people walk down the sidewalk, I just go, I don't want to live that life. I sure as fuck don't want to live that life. I don't fucking want to be that. I don't want that. I don't want that. I can just point to every single thing and say, shit. Fail, 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 fail. Oof. Oof. How lucky could I be? I'm so lucky not to be one of them.
And I can only speak from the point that I'm at now. And right now, I feel great and things are great. But I know that now isn't how it will be forever. And let me address another comment.
I guess that's a given. But again, philosophy is trying to tie it all together, you know, from beginning to end, and take a picture of the whole thing and then start talking about what it is, you know, nothing in isolation, as broad a view as possible. And if you add up what's there, I'm just saying, if you go really to dissect it, there's not much there. There's not much more than somebody rooting for his sports team. There's a trivial psychological dependency, a trivial idea that there's some purpose in having kids.
You make, when I've made videos about antinatalists, and they've all been in support of it, I always get the nastiest comments. And I'm not saying it's because of the antinatalist community, no dumb shit like that. It's because I'm talking to just the general public. And when you talk to the general public, man, you never know what minds your words are going through, you know, and how it's being cut.
Well, you can't take comments too seriously, because the people who type them are motivated versus people who aren't motivated. So a lot of it just comes down to that. But frankly, it's, you know, most people are really stupid. That's the problem. Ugh. They can't have a conversation about anything, but they don't know anything.
That's a Bill Burr phrase, you know, where it's being chopped up in their mind and being processed, and sometimes they come up with something that has no resemblance to anything you said. But, oh man, this is definitely some old man shit, because now I'm trying to look for the comment on my Kindle, and I first have to find YouTube on my Kindle.
Well, I understand. Production. It's difficult.
But I'm not advocating for people to to have kids.
Right. So that was a given. I understood that. But it doesn't change the argument in some respects, because you're still sort of, it's like making a meat argument. And then you talk about how, well, yeah, we really do need to have meat. We really enjoy eating meat. We really blah, 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 blah. So you're sort of making a pro-eating meat commercial while you're saying, yeah, but you shouldn't do it. You know, it's like a pro-drug commercial when you're anti-drug. I mean, you know, yeah, well, it does make you high, and it does make you happy, and it does make you, it is a way of escaping, and it is, the, you know, when you start talking about all the things that are good about it, that's, you know, it's not necessarily easily understood as being exactly a productive message. I'm not saying it's one that shouldn't be said, because it probably should be just pointed out that for some men, parenthood is very rewarding. Okay. I don't know statistically what that number is. And by rewarding is, what does that mean? That they said, I don't hate my kids? Well, you know, I'm just saying, if we go deeper, okay, do how many, if I was to sit there and say, what is the more likely circumstance? The 45-year-old male who is thinking about all he sacrificed by being ball and chained and then four kids and all the crap, you know, is lamenting, maybe I didn't make the best decisions? Or is it more likely, you know? How many, you know, I'm just saying there's, I think there's a lot more who are saying, shit, I lost out on a big part of my life. And then they try to live it. You know, they try to buy the margin, you know, they divorce the wife and do this and do, you know, and a whole midlife crisis crap happens. I'm just saying. I don't think parenthood is very, very good for men. Yeah, I don't think it does them much good.
And in Mindom, I saw that.
I mean, especially on the science side, you know, because, you know, you find that most of the great science people in history weren't distracted by big families, you know, that most men couldn't get away with it. And the ones that did, like, I think Thomas Edison had like five kids or something. The ones that got away with it were lousy fathers. So, you know, what are you going to say? I mean, not lousy, like cruel. I just mean lousy and they were never there.
You made a response to me, and I will check it out. I was very busy yesterday, but today I should.
Well, there's no rush, frankly. Yeah, so whatever. Take your time.
I have time to watch it. I look forward to watching it. And if there's anything that I need to, if you've asked me anything or if there's anything I need to address, I will. See, it shows me I have six comments. I don't see six comments. But here we go.
So like two of the comments were mine. So that's why he doesn't see six comments, because I tried with the Draft Science channel to post a link to my response video, and YouTube apparently won't let anybody else see it. So even the guy whose video is on. So it's just so bad. I mean, YouTube is, why would they do that? Why would they block every link you could possibly post? But sometimes they'll let you. I mean, it's so arbitrary and stupid. And you have no way of knowing whether they have turned your comment into shit. I mean, all my comment said was response video, you know. There was no crappy words or any other thing. They just, you know, it just sucks. God, it's just so stupid that we have to endure this crappy platform.
Guy who did leave his comment up there. Just another YouTuber 3.
Well, it kind of an annoying fuckhead.
So you're just like those fucktard vegans who like, I'm gonna bring children here, and if they want to eat meat, harm dozens of animals, sure, it's their choice. I don't give a shit either way. Could you at least discuss next time? That's somewhat interesting. Or are you just gonna plow our heads with those defenses until the end of eternity?
All right, so that's not a very articulate way of saying that. I understand your defensiveness about your own decisions in life in a way. But, you know, I'm still going to categorically say that you're more aberrant than normal. So you can say it's the most natural thing in the world, but I'm going to argue For most men, I don't think it's the most natural thing in the world. The most natural thing in the world is having sex. Making babies is not having sex anymore. It's, you know, we're sophisticated. We don't do it that way. We can understand the consequences, all of that kind of crap. So, and even for animals in the natural environment, again, what they're doing naturally isn't saying, I want babies. They're saying, I want sex. Okay, they're not saying, I want babies.
Hey, just another YouTuber 3. You clicked on my video, man. I didn't knock on your door. I didn't come to your house and say, here are my thoughts about why I like my kids. And I'm not making defenses for it. But goddamn, man.
Well, you sort of are. So, I mean, okay. You can say you're not making a defense for it, but I think you are. You're saying there is some quality of to this thing that does have real value. This being a parent thing and all that kind of crap. And, that it'll leave you better off somehow. Or that, you know, it has this great, you know, golden reward of some kind. Or, you know, you're making a defense. So you can say you're not defending it, but I think you're defending it in terms of against with the harshness of my rhetoric. Okay, yes, I'll concede my rhetoric was mocking in the sense that I'm mocking having kids for trivial, silly reasons. I'm not saying every male is like that. I'm just saying I can't understand it any other way than me getting caught up in some vanity thing. You know, it's just an act of vanity. I can't imagine what my other reason would be. I wouldn't imagine that I would want a slave to humanity. Like, I wouldn't want to make a kid so he could be a slave to the world and, oh, he'll invent penicillin. You know, but he'll have to go to school for 58 years and he'll have to do all this, you know, have to go through all kinds of crap to get there. I don't want to make a gladiator, you know, who's going to defeat the world and fix it. I don't want to make a janitor. I don't want to, you know, if I just go through the thoughts of what I'm going to make in the world, these aren't really great choices, right? What are the good things in the world? Well, the things that are pretty much getting their life compromised, their own welfare compromised, they're grenade jumpers. I don't want to make a grenade jumper. So I'm just saying I can't really understand the parenting motivation beyond something kind of crass. You just want to look at your own pretty kids or something. I don't know.
Actually, I don't know why. There's nothing to respond to there. He's just literally, I don't know, just...
Well, we're all inarticulate. I say things in my video. You know, what I just said, I don't, yeah, it's not perfect. I didn't say it exactly the way I want to say it. Because I'm not trying to say you're defending something in particular. But I did sort of reach for that in the video in the sense that what would have changed you, what kind of tiny little change would have taken your perspective for you not to have had kids? And I don't think it would have been a very big idea. It would have just been a little idea. That would have been enough. And the point is that you really didn't think about it in any kind of deep way. You committed to it as a fairy tale, as a happily ever after story. You didn't commit to it as a reality. You committed to it as a, what's the best case scenario? I'll think of that. You know, that's what I'm shooting for. And you spent very little time thinking, what if he's born with four heads? You know, in all the wrong places.
Shitting. You know, but you should ask yourself, like, why are you, you know, you don't know me. Why are you coming to a stranger's channel just vomiting that?
Oh, well, I don't know. You have to concede that in some respects you are putting yourself knowable out there. And you're also saying things that are in opposition. I'm not saying these people can't be more polite, but. Yeah, the conflict is sort of inevitable.
That out, like, I don't think I would be.
I mean, I don't comment on videos just because it is tricky to be able to compose a statement, you know, often, you know, that says enough, and says it carefully enough, you know. So that's why I don't bother with comments, because it's a, you know, a lot more work, because I can edit it, you know. And unlike a video, I don't have to worry about editing it. I can just say, oh, sorry, I didn't say that perfectly. You know, I can sort of fix it, you know, without having to really fix it, which is, you know, perfect the language.
I don't know. I imagine you're going through a lot. That's all. And I'm not even saying that as a, like, you know, ha ha, you're going through a lot. I just know that if you, with the most gentle prompting, a person spews out vitriol, that means they're living in hell. I mean, there's just no way around that.
Yeah, I don't think that's at all true. So, you know, there can be things going on in the world that are just, you know, obscene. And, you know, they can be, you know, describe them as the obscenity they are, you know. Even the animal rights thing. I mean, people should be emotionally uncomfortable, and you can't do much else but deal with that fact. But, I mean, to say that it's their pain, no, it's their rational intolerance for a circumstance that just isn't acceptable.
Because you don't, you know, I mean, that's not the flavor of this fruit, but you seem to have a bitter taste. So, if anyone is unclear, I'm not advocating for children. I'm simply saying...
Right, so I'll just reiterate that for like the seventh time now, is that there's no disagreement on the subject of antinatalism. The conversation is about the impulse to have children and whether there is much in the male psychology that has anything to do with any kind of reasonable reason to have kids. And that every reason for a male is kind of just grotesquely unreasonable. You know, they're not even close to reasonable ambitions.
That it isn't all changing diapers and just silly bullshit. I mean, well, ultimately it's silly bullshit.
Yes, it's all silly bullshit. All the good stuff is silly bullshit. Little birthday party. Oh, it's Jimmy's birthday. Blah, 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 blah. It's all silly bullshit. All the good stuff, frankly, it's silly bullshit. You know, the little kid hugging you and go, I love you, daddy. Blah, 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 blah. And then he's a drug addict 3 years later. I mean, you know, whatever. You know, he's stealing your money. It's all silly. And the dark side is so dark. I mean, the dark side is you're a slave to this danger. That's just this foreboding. Again, what if your kid, you buy him a skateboard, you know, he really wants a skateboard, and then he fucking really bust his fucking face, he's got a fucking metal patch in his head for the rest of his life. I mean, what the fuck? You're not just gonna sit there and say, Jesus, fuck, that's my fault. Every time you see him, god damn, he'd be so much better off without that metal plate in his head. You know, can't walk by magnets. He sets off the metal detector at the airport. Yeah.
To make it. But the actual parenting, it is very rewarding. And I think you can say that. And by...
All right, you can say it. Okay. It's okay. You can say it. I'm just going to say, I don't... Yeah, sorry. The little tiny bit of parenting I've done in my life, you know, fuck it. I don't know. There's nothing fun about any of it. Yeah, sorry, I don't get it.
The way, I think it's important to be truthful on all points. You know, because even, and I have to say, and this is a bit of a criticism of Edmondum's stance. When he is ridiculing parents, it does verge on the inaccurate, you know, and not... Not too, I mean, because he doesn't have kids. He doesn't know. So he's not lying about it. But I think he knows it isn't, you know, it isn't for these, for those reasons. No one's getting off on changing diapers. No one's getting...
Yeah, I know. And what are they getting off on? I mean, in a lot of cases, there it really is, it is a grotesque exploitation. So, I mean, you know, some of it, you know, people sell their kids. You know, people have sex with their kids. I mean, they have kids for all kinds of fucked up reasons. You know, and I'm going to argue that those are mostly the reasons. They're kind of just grotesque. I mean, how many stage mother syndromes do you have to watch? How much of that shit do you have to watch in the world where people are letting their, you know, forcing their kids to fulfill their ambitions? I mean, you know, they're living vicariously through their kids. Yuck. I mean, no, I don't think that can be understated. That, you know, it's just bullshit to say these people have fair and reasonable ambitions when it's all, you know, ego bullshit from the very beginning. And it can be benignly ego bullshit, but it's still ego bullshit. This whole thing, it has to be my kid genetically. It's all so disgusting anyway. As a logical argument, the whole nepotism bullshit. My kids are better than other people's kids bullshit. It's so psychologically, you know, goopy. You know, as an idea. You know, the kid has value. All right? The possession part is tacky at best. I own it. It's my kid.
Thing off on, I forget some of the other things, but those aren't, you know, that's how could it be that, right? And my only problem with that is that when you...
All right, well, look, you didn't really articulate a whole bunch of reasons. You did mention you had some vanity, okay? You're with a woman and you're in love and you're saying, what kind of little monster can we make? And I would argue that obviously you did that in some sort of optimistic way. Like, what's the best case scenario? And you probably didn't do much of the, well, what's the worst case scenario? You know, my son has her penis, you know, or something like that. You know, I mean, where it just goes, oh, damn. You know, didn't get the best features that we each had. You got the worst of each person. I mean, it's such a crapshoot. But I'm just saying, there was no good thinking that went into the process. And you're saying, yeah, there is some sort of good thinking, that there's some sort of real human ambition, you know, to make children. And I'm saying, sorry, I don't think so.
Allow a lie into the room, your critics feel like they've got a point. Even if it's like, because they're, you know, people's little brains, when they spot a lie, automatically feel like they have the advantage. They have truth on their side, even if
something... let's just say you had to take, like, say, every time a male was going to get ready to get a woman pregnant, he had to read down a list of checks, and he had to check off the boxes. Did you think about if it's born retarded? Did you think if it was born deformed, physically handicapped? Did you think about if it's just butt ugly? Did you think about, you know, that it's going to be somehow, all the, I can go through the list of psychological problems, a drug addict, a thief, it's, you know, it's your son's going to rape a girl, you know, and have all these little checkoffs. You know that's not the process, right? And I'm arguing that if that was the process, okay, there's nothing in the mail that isn't going to just say, oh, fuck this. Yeah. He's going to read a couple of these sentences. You will be, you know, you will be taxed. The kid tax on your salary will be 70% of your frickin' income. Okay, no Maseratis, no this, no that, none of that stuff ever. Okay, they're going to be gigantically expensive. Oh, I mean, forget it. You know, fuck it. That's what, you know, he's going to say. I mean, he's going to get up and walk away from the table.
Something like, just something small as that. Where I think you can say, you know, as fulfilling as it may be for you, your kids don't get to feel that. Like, my kids aren't swelling with pride that, you know, that they're my kids. I mean, I don't know. They might not. I mean, but that has nothing to do with their lives, and their journey will still be their journey. You know, and there are certain really terrible circumstances where no one will give a shit.
So again, this is, he's sort of describing a best case scenario, because I just don't think most people are going to have good reason to be swelling with pride. And that's the sad part. You know, and if the worst happens, you know, like happened to my parents, where their daughter dies at, you know, 32 years old with a 2-year-old daughter. They weren't feeling any pride.
Oh, how fulfilling it is for me. You know, so I try to make it clear. I'm giving my selfish motivations, but just letting you know that there are.
Okay, whatever. You're saying ahead of time you knew you'd be successful and it'd be all okay, and so that's why you did it, is because you knew ahead of time that everything would be all fine. I don't know. You know, I don't know exactly what the message is. If you're saying that some people can derive a great deal of pleasure out of having children, okay, I'll give you that argument. There's some people that do all kinds of wacky shit, okay? And I wouldn't derive any pleasure from it at all. I can't understand how they derive any pleasure out of it. I can't figure out what they even are. You know, they're, you know, raccoon people or something. You know what I mean? They identify as a raccoon. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Okay. I don't get it, but fine. Okay. So, you know, but I'm still going to say you're just talking raccoon to me, frankly. Because I don't see it. I don't see how there's anything to be gained and there's just a lot to lose.
You know, there are upsides to a parent, but your favorite people will die, right? And they wouldn't know death. They wouldn't be even on this ride if it weren't for you.
Right. So, and you, so one minute you're welling with pride and the next minute you're, oh, shit. You know, what have I done? So, I don't know. I'm just saying, mixed message, sort of.
And that's the guilt I have to, you know, that I will live with. I won't undo, you know, because I was going to say, I can't undo it, but it's like, yeah, I guess I could undo it, but I'm not.
Well, I think you undid it. Right? So, I'm not saying, you know, whatever. I think you're on balance feeling good instead of feeling shitty. That's okay. It's better that you don't. Why feel like shit if you don't have to? Fine. And generally speaking, you're making the point that having kids is not a good idea. You know, part of me is still saying you're somehow giving ground to it and saying that they're really, oh yeah, you really are giving up something though. You're missing out. When I don't think that message needs to be spoken. Because I think what you're missing out on is more likely to be disaster than pride. You're more likely to miss out on falling in the quicksand than, you know, sitting there with your Cracker Jack prize going, oh, look at what I got. You know, my son likes me.
You know, I'm not a murderer. I mean, that'd be insane. You know, I mean, I think I'm babbling a little bit now. I don't think anybody expects me to kill my kids. But I can't undo what I did in my 20s. And I do think it was very irresponsible. But I love my son so much. And we get on very famously.
Okay, so, you know, la la la. Okay, so whatever. Again, you're just saying, I really like eating candy. Candy's yummy. You know, but don't eat candy. You know, it's okay. I'm just saying, I think it's better just to say don't eat candy and, you know, let's not bother getting into this. I still say it's not fine. It worked for you. Okay? I mean, I don't know what to compare. You could compare this to style choices, clothing choices. I mean, you're wearing a little, you know, yin yang thing. You know, I would never probably do that. You know, I do have some bling now, though. I do bling now and then. I have a blingy turtle. Blingy turtle. Turtle. Anyway, So, I think it's more constructive to explain to people who have a psychological taste for it, okay, like they really enjoy the hot dog and watching the football game. And what we really should say is there's better things for you to watch while you eat your hot dog. You know, you could watch humans do something productive. You know, like engineering something, the engineering a bridge. You could watch some other show, okay, and it can be just as interesting, and you can just as much enjoy your hot dog and your beer and the whole event. It doesn't have to be something stupid that you're getting your rewards out of. And that would be, I guess, what I'm saying is that you should be explaining to people how they could have a lot of pride in their work. In they could have pride in their accomplishment in their neighborhood, or they could have a pride in, you know, grooming their lawn well. They could have pride in lots of things, and they don't need this idea of having kids love them, that they can feel satisfied and gratified and enjoy their life without needing to have somebody show up twice a year, you know, with a box of chocolates and go, "I love you, Daddy."
You know, we love each other's company, and I do see these struggles. And as a parent, I know that, yeah, all the struggles they have, they wouldn't have if I, you know, but it's not like, I don't wish they were here, because it's like, ugh, these guys, I wish they weren't here. It's like, I hate that.
Well, you would wish they weren't here as much as you'd wish you weren't here and all the other people weren't here and all these sad stories didn't have to get told over and over and over again. Again, this is a play we've already done over and over and over.
They, you know, they have to sort out problems, you know, and figure out life. It's you know, and I feel relief and happiness when they are able to, you know.
So again, I just don't, relief and happiness until 10 minutes later when you start realizing that, well, he has high blood pressure and he should take his medication and blah blah blah, blah, you know.
Have successes and stuff. So, anyway, until the next.
No, Kalito. All right. So, in summation, I really like Christopher Seven, and we get along okay. But we've always, you know, there's always been a little bit of something, you know, some aspect of how he's a you know, I'm not gonna say kinder and gentler type. He's more disciplined than I am, more in some ways careful than I am, in trying to make a point, say is something simple, maybe simpler and clearer. Where I will challenge, I'm trying to, you know, hook bigger fish, so to speak. I don't know how to say it. So I got to use a whole different kind of tackle. And so that's the difference. You know, we're both fishermen, but we're fishing for different monsters, you know, in a way, or some kind of, so I don't, and sometimes our tackle gets tangled. You know, so, all right, so I concede the argument that, you know, he's not trying to make any arguments for having kids. He's clearly risk averse and would advise people to be careful and cautious and make sure of their reasoning before they step into any such project, to be sure they have some good purpose. And he's conceding essentially that he didn't have that when he started. But he certainly knew he had what his responsibilities were once the game was on. He played the best game he could play. And he doesn't feel ashamed or bad about the game he played. And in some respects, he has the proof of the pudding, so to speak, in the sense that he has managed to keep his kids alive and well and productive and, you know, he did okay. So he's not advocating for that, but he's conceding that he feels, I can't say generally good, because I don't think that's what he's saying, but there is something valuable. Well, I can't even say that. So, I mean, you know, I mean, where would Christopher Seven be if he didn't have kids, right? So you could almost say, how much did it cost you? You know, not only in your personal life, but in your perspective life, just because you didn't have time to do a lot of things you might have done because of the time you had to devote to this family project. But everything to admire. I'm just saying, single parent, took responsibility, you know, all that's good stuff. I don't want to, you know, I'm not arguing people shouldn't be good parents once the game's on. Again, my argument's about prevention, not about abortions. Okay, I mean, prevent the damn thing. Still for abortions, but I'm just saying, prevention is better. Okay, so something like that. So we're not really... The disagreement, again, is just probably about the aggressiveness of my rhetoric. But I think there needs to be aggressive rhetoric, because it has to be kind of sent home that people, that human beings are humiliating themselves with these trivial reasons they do things. They take these risks of falling in the quicksand for trivial reasons. And then they yell, help, help, pull me out. You know, and it's trivial crap that got him in the mess in the first place. All right, anyway. Enough of a video. So, till the next time, and such, and so forth and whatnot. Yeah, that's enough. This has been a Do Not God video presentation. Let's all remember, Google's evil. Press the no Google button. Whenever you see a no Google button, press it. Kick Google in the ass. Yes, you see that button? Press it. Google sucks. Do something about it. Press the I hate Google button. All right. Until the next time and such.